This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. So, one of my favorite parts of the sporting calendar is when the calendar flips to March, and you know college hoops is going to be on the TV all weekend, the final couple weeks of March and getting into April.
Yep.
And specifically that first 64, that Thursday and Friday, the first round of the NCAA tournament, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. And so originally, I believe it was around 64. When I remember growing up, it was 64. Then they expanded it to 68, so now you have that first four in Dayton. B-Mitch, they're looking to expand it again, potentially.
Yeah.
To 72 or 76 teams. I think we all know the reason for it.
Money.
Money, money, money. But I hate this. When you have something that is so good, stop messing with it.
But see, this is the thing about it, though. You started it off by saying how much you love it. And how much, and everybody looks forward to it. Everybody always say you can't get enough of it. You know what that mean? They're going to give you more.
B-Mitch, I can't get enough of it. I'm well, done with like 72, 76.
All right, but I promise you, Toby, you and I are going to be right there where they put 72.
It is true.
And we go, check it out. Listen, I understand you want to keep it to a certain level, but hey, man, people want to see it.
So
they
what
want
I
to see more.
What I can't stand is how you end up with these teams in the SEC, or specifically the conferences in the SEC and the Big Ten, that just complain. We need more teams in. We need this and that. You know, they're eventually going to expand the college football playoff more. They're going to do all these things because they need to make sure that their teams get in. And you just listen to the SEC and the Big Ten, and it doesn't need to be changed because the teams that are getting in, what are the chances that now when you throw in an extra 4 to 8 teams, one of those 4 to 8 teams is going to win the national championship?
Well, what I'm going to say is this. I think in this day and age, with the fact that now you have, like, everybody is not going to the same schools now because people want to play and they can get paid anywhere they go for the most part. I think the possibilities of teams that can make a run, you mess around and you get a school and they get a bunch of alumni together and they go and pay somebody for a year and they get some stacked players, you never know. I think the possibilities are better now than they were previously.
Yeah, and the thing that I hate about this is by expanding the tournament, they're not doing it so that more mid-major, more schools that are good but, you know, don't play in the major conference. They just want more major conference teams in. And yeah.
You know, follow major conference teams? People. They get more money that way.
Yeah, and I get that, but yeah. I don't know, like, look, I'm watching the first four, and I remember this past tournament watching the 16 seeds that were open up the NCAA tournament, and it was Alabama State and St. Francis, and it was a heck of a game. Alabama State won. I don't think it was right at the buzzer, but it was just a few seconds left. They won
good
by
game,
two.
Good game, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I'm never going to watch Alabama State St. Francis other than in the first four of the NCAA tournament.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to watch the NCAA tournament. So this year, instead of watching Alabama, what, in the next few years, instead of just being Alabama State and St. Francis, they're going to be like another five games just like that.
It's just crazy to me that you got to continue to mess with this stuff.
It's March Madness, and nothing is getting smaller. The only league that's thinking about lowering games is the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, I mean, heck,
everybody else is trying to add something else to it.
The NHL just agreed to ratify a new CBA, I believe, that's going to include 84 games. They're going up 2 games.
Everybody else is adding games. Nobody is trying to stop but the NBA.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
because even if you're not adding games to your regular season, you're adding more teams into your postseason. Mm-hmm. Baseball's done that, yep. Right? Football recently just did that. They're still trying to expand games. Yeah. It really is true.
Does it make everything better? I don't know.
I don't think it does.
But I tell you this. I'm going to watch it. You're going to watch it. So guess what they're going to justify why they're doing it, because we're going to be watching it.
You want to know one of the conversations that I've heard recently, staying on the conversation of like the postseason playoff stuff. The mm-hmm. thing that I can't stand, I hate how people are complaining and say they need to, or I'm curious your thoughts. Do you think that they need to change the seeding in the NFL playoffs?
No.
I don't either.
No.
If you win your division, you get a home game.
That's it.
Like, people are up in arms about the Minnesota Vikings winning 14 games and having to go on the road. By the way, they lost that
game. First of all, if the Minnesota Vikings would have lost at home as bad as their quarterback played.
Correct. And by the way, B. Mitch.
And their defense did not stop people during that game either.
Week 18, if they would have won, they would have been the one seed at home.
So win the damn game in the regular season.
I don't understand why. It's always, people get so, they always look at the
mindset of things today.
Well, they immediately look.
Don't get better, make it easier for me to get there.
They make every anomaly, they go and look at it and say, okay, well, this is the reason to change. When's the last time a 14-win team was a wild card? It's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you, B. Mitch, it's probably not happening again anytime soon. It doesn't happen all that often that a 7-9 team now would be like, you know, 8-9 or 7-10. Those type of teams don't win divisions very often. It happens.
Yeah.
But if you win your division because it's that
did,
bad.
Remember?
Exactly. Ron did a heck of a job doing that, right, in 2020.
Yeah.
Winning under 500. Congratulations.
Yes.
But, okay, you won your division. Your division sucked.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to hold it against the NFC South because their division is poor. I'm not going to hold it against whatever division you want to look at.
I don't buy that one at all.
I don't get that one.
I think, listen, man, when you go on to win a Super Bowl, the Giants, when they were wild card teams and they won two of them that way. The
they
second
were
one,
champions,
they were wild card. Then they went and
the first one was wild card.
Wild card, and they won and they beat people.
Yeah.
If you're going to win the Super Bowl, you have to knock off somebody, unless you have home field advantage. Hell, let's be real. When I was in Philly, we had home field advantage. We lost. We didn't win it. It's no guarantee you're going to win it just because you're at home. You have to play better that day than the other people. So I would say NFL, don't deal with that one. That team that's won 14 games and then you got in the playoff and your quarterback stuck up the joint, it's him.
Yeah.
Not the fact that you wasn't at home.
I just hate when we look at different things like the NCAA tournament maybe expanding or some of these things. Sometimes just leave stuff alone, please. If it doesn't need to change, if it's not logistically an issue, if it's not logically an issue, then just leave it alone.
I don't think it's about being logical on this one, Tobe. I think it's about people keep asking, they want to see more, and they're giving it to you.
Well, they want all they want everything to be fair. Guess
life
what?
Ain't fair.
Life ain't fair, and if you win your division, you get a home game.
Point blank.
Ask anybody around football what they're trying to do at the beginning of the year. Yeah, they want to win the Super Bowl, but what's their first goal? Win our division. So if you win your division,
get your game at home in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if you don't, that's your problem.
If you win your division, you get a home game.
And yeah, they just have to realize when if the Minnesota Vikings fans say something else, NFL, just say you didn't win your damn division. Remember that.
And your quarterback sucked too, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, very much.
I don't want the NCAA tournament to expand. I don't want the NFL to change all that.
I think that one you're going to lose.
I'm going to probably lose both of those, I'd assume, at some point or another.
The NFL probably shouldn't do that one, though. I don't buy that.
Britt Giroli of The Athletic going to join us next, give her thoughts on the Nationals firing Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. Also take a look up at the trade deadline coming up in baseball. Could the Nationals be active in that? We'll talk about that next with Britt Giroli here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.